True. He sees all, knows all. He sees things that we don't see. He knows things that we don't know. And I'm grateful for that. Because even when I can't see the road ahead, I can't even see my need a lot of times. He sees and he knows, and he provides. Normally, I give a message and then I have prayer at the end. Well, this time I'm going to do a prayer in the beginning. And we'll do one at the end too. I didn't write this, but I found this and ties in with what I want to share this morning. It says, Heavenly Father, help us remember that the jerk who cut us off in traffic last night is a single mother who worked 9 hours that day and is rushing home to cook dinner, help with homework, do the laundry, and spend a few precious moments with her children. Help us to remember that the pierced, tattooed, disoriented young man who can't make change correctly is a worried 19-year-old college student, balancing his apprehension over final exams with his fear of not getting his student loans for next semester. Remind us, Lord, that the scary-looking bum begging for money in the same spot every day, parentheses, who really ought to get a job, is a slave to addictions that we can only imagine in our worst nightmares. Help us remember that the old couple walking annoyingly slow through the store aisles and blocking our shopping progress are savoring this moment, knowing that, based on the biopsy report she got back last week, this will be the last year that they go shopping together. Heavenly Father, remind us each day that of all the gifts you give us, the greatest gift is love. It is not enough to share that love with those we hold dear. Open our hearts not to just those who are close to us, but to all humanity. Let us be slow to judge and quick to forgive. Show patience, empathy, and love. God sees the circumstances of all the people around us and our own. We don't always know what's going on. It's easy for us to lose our patience with others or to judge others based on what we see or what we perceive. That's just the way it is. That's the way we are. But not so with God. We have the scripture that tells us that. This is from 1 Samuel 16. So Samuel did what the Lord said and went to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, "Do you come peaceably?" And he said, "Peaceably, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice." This is when the Lord had told him to go to Bethlehem to anoint David as the new king over Israel, because he had rejected Saul because Saul was disobedient to him. Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. So it was, when they came, that he looked at Eliab and said, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before him," because he saw his appearance. He was attractive. Maybe he carried himself well, strong, virile, whatever. His appearance caused Samuel to think that, this is the one that God is going to anoint. Because God didn't tell Samuel which one. He just said, "Go and do this." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." I have to admit that I have struggled with this many times. I can remember times when I was in the store shopping and I see somebody that's dressed kind of shabbily or maybe dirty. or somebody else that had tattoos all over them. To me, that's unattractive, but that's me. There are so many ways. You know, my first reactions, ooh, you know. And I have to remind myself and ask the Lord to forgive me for my initial reaction of looking at that person and looking perhaps down at that person based strictly on appearance. It's a terrible thing. For all I know, each of those people that do not appear attractive in one way or another might have the purest heart of anyone around, you know, like in the store that day, or of people that I know, even whatever. I have no idea, because God sees what's in the heart. He sees the potential. He sees what can be with him working in that person's life. I have to remind myself about Moses, who killed an Egyptian. This was before the Lord chose him to lead his people out of Egypt. God chose a murderer. Would it have been our choice? But God knew what was in Moses' heart and what he could become. And God forgave him of that deed and used him mightily. Then I'm reminded of Saul, whose name was changed to Paul. He persecuted the church. He was zealous for God, but he did it in a wrong way. He thought Christians were, I don't know, a cult of some sort. Persecuted them, arrested them, brought them for trial. And he stood there and, you know, well, why can't I think of his name now? Stephen, yeah. When Stephen was stoned, he stood there. He approved of it. He watched over the clothes and cloaks or whatever of those who were picking up the stones and throwing at him, approving of what was happening. But yet God saw his heart and again used him mightily. I wonder what our Bible would be like, or our lives would be like, if it were not for the writings of Paul. Think about that. It's always easy for us to look upon somebody that is different from us and see something to be critical of, whether it's their appearance, the way they talk, the way they walk, what they wear, whatever. It's not right. We need to repent of that. If only we could see the way the Lord sees, to see the innermost person, the heart, but we can't. So we have to trust the Lord to give us discernment and give us wisdom as to what truly is in the person. Sometimes we're so afraid to get to know somebody or even approach somebody or talk to somebody because they are so different, and we have this impression of them based on their appearance. Who knows what beautiful friendship and brotherhood or sisterhood could be established if only we could go beyond what we see with our human eyes and see the heart. There's also another side to that coin. Sometimes, as opposed to looking down on somebody that appears different, sometimes we look at somebody who's well-dressed, who speaks well, or carries themselves well, educated, well-educated, has a great job, has a lot of possessions maybe, and we look up to them based on, again, appearance. But for all we know, they could have the vilest heart there is. Maybe that's the way they got their wealth. By cheating, conniving, stealing, who knows? So there's that other side. Again, based on appearance. We envy people, celebrities, whatever, that look nice, that act nice, that have a lot of stuff. We want to be like them. But here again, we don't know what's on the inside, but God does. Scripture tells us that God doesn't choose many of that kind of person. The well-off, the well-educated, the elites. Because many of them don't have humble hearts. Certainly not all, but many of them don't. Many of them are just full of themselves. But God chooses the poor in spirit who are rich in faith. I'm so thankful that God sees the heart. Many of us might not even be here in this church if God had not seen the heart that is within us. And one of the reasons that I show you the other side of the coin, we need to be careful these days. Because Scripture tells us that before the Lord returns, Satan is going to be very busy, signs and wonders and doing all sorts of things, and in an effort to deceive the elect, the chosen ones of God, the Christians, to try and get them to fall, to deceive them, to lead them away from the Lord. Wolves in sheep's clothing. You've heard that phrase before. We are warned about that. We need to be very careful. Because we should not base our decisions, our judgments, on appearance. Whether it's a good appearance or a poor appearance. What we need to do is pray and ask the Lord for discernment. Lord, help us to see beyond what we see with our physical eyes. Grant us by your Spirit the sense within ours what is in that other person. Whether that person is telling us the truth or trying to lead us astray. Whether that person is setting a good example or a bad example. Whether that person belongs to you or not. We need discernment, especially in these last days. God knows those who are His, and He knows those who aren't. And He is willing to help us. But again, we need to decide within ourselves that, Lord, we're not going to go based on what we see. But we want to be led by your Spirit. We want truth revealed to us, so that we don't make the mistakes of being led astray. It's so easy. It really is. Satan is very adept at making a lie sound like truth. And he always mixes truth in with his lies. If we don't know Scripture, if we don't have a close relationship with our Heavenly Father, He might be able to lead us astray. Scripture tells us there's going to be a falling away within the church before Jesus returns. I don't want to be one of those that falls away because of being deceived. I don't want to see any one of you fall away from being deceived. So it's important. Pray, ask the Lord to see as He sees, because He sees all, He knows all. And He wants to keep us safe, keep us as His children. He doesn't want to lose any one of us. Nobody can snatch us out of his hand, but we still have choices. We have free will. Just as we accepted the Lord, we can believe a lie and turn away from him. It can happen. We must not let it happen. We must guard ourselves, guard our own hearts, and not judge based on appearance only. The Lord will give you that sense within your own spirit. Allow him to guide you. Whether it's just casually out in the store, like I've experienced and seen people that, I don't know, just made me look down on them. I don't like that feeling, to be honest with you, because I know it's wrong, but it happens. We're human. It could be something as simple as that, or it could be something more serious. Hearing an untruth that causes us to question God. Why doesn't somebody get healed? Why doesn't the Lord heal? Like, for example, Chris and Tom, why has it gone on for so long? I'm sure the devil wants to whisper in their ears, that's because God doesn't care, or he doesn't love you, or you've done something so terribly wrong that he's not going to heal you. It's easy to get discouraged. But I thank God that they're standing strong. We don't know why the Lord heals some and doesn't heal others, at least not right away. We don't know. That was the tactic that Satan used in the Garden of Eden. When he said to Eve, did God really say that? Don't eat from this tree, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Of course he did, but he put doubt in Eve's mind. And that led to sin. She ate of the tree, and then she gave some to Adam, and he ate of the tree, and the rest is history, right? But that's the way he operates. Questions the truthfulness or the faithfulness or the love of God. So be careful. We live in perilous times, unfortunately. But the good news is that Jesus is coming back soon. And our lives will be so totally different as a result. Praise God. Things will be okay. We know. We have already read the end of the book. We know what's going to happen. Praise God that he told us. So that's what I wanted to share with you this morning. About how we need to judge according to how God sees. Again, pray and ask the Lord for discernment, that you can see the way he sees, beyond the physical appearance, to see the heart. Praise God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you have given us eyes to see and ears to hear, but that's only good as far as it goes, Lord. That's good for the physical world, but we are spiritual beings in a physical body, and there is a spirit world around us. We need discernment, Lord, to be able to see the hearts of others for our own protection so that we don't get deceived, but also so that we can reach out to others, Lord, whether it's to share the gospel with someone that we wouldn't ordinarily share it with because they're different in some way, and that kind of, I don't know, maybe repulses us a little bit, or we just look down on them somewhat. It's not right, Lord. So we ask for wisdom, we ask for discernment, Father. May you impart that to each one here this morning. Grant us to see as you see, so that we can fulfill the mission that you have given us, Lord, the works that you have given us to do, to share the gospel, to befriend the downtrodden, to be generous with those in need, whatever it may be, Father. But we can only do that if we can see beyond what we see with our physical eyes. Grant us that discernment, Lord, we pray. And bless your people, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.